Yeah.
Wow, so energetic. I can't believe it's morning. Okay, well, I'm just gonna go through it. Okay, so good morning. My name is Marilyn. I'm a sophomore at DeLand High School, as some of you know. I want to congratulate you for making it to day three. My talk is a community of faith talk. This talk is really personal to me because just me helping in my community, I know it, and I'll do it day by day. When it comes to community, I thirst for it. Like, I need it. It's not like a want, I need it. I just have this big heart that I'll lay it out to anybody in need. I will drop every single plan I have. If it's going out to a party, if it's going out to eat with friends, or even hanging out with my boyfriend. Yesterday was his birthday, but I was here spending it with you. I love you guys, though. Every time I get an opportunity to help, I'm there ready to serve. Just knowing I can help a brother and sister out in need really will get me there and get me that passion I need to keep going on. It's truly a great thing to help out my community because helping my community, I meet these amazing people. These people who share the same feeling I have in my community and in my faith. This passion that I have in my community has led me to be Vice President of HOSA, Color Guard, and CO. I just got promoted Monday, but... And how can I forget? A member of Antioch.
Aw, yeah!
We usually do Antioch like every 2 years. Yesterday, this isn't my talk, but yesterday, when they were doing Evie's, were doing their skits, like something just spoke to my heart. Like seeing how Evie, like they knew where to go. They knew where to go. And like just the way like they knew everything, like I was like, wow, all that dedication, all that communication, like that really like got my heart warmed up. And not just Evie, but AV. Without AV, no pictures. Without tables, you wouldn't have somebody helping you through your journey. And without kitchen, no food. And without backup, really, there wouldn't be nobody to clean your table up. And honestly, just seeing that makes me remember why I'm here at Antioch. Why I love coming, why I love serving them. Like, I'll serve Antioch till I can't no more. Also, being Vice President of HOSA has shown me how important it is to have those three keys. Working together, dedication, and communication. I depend on them to get the blood drives done and the interfaith kitchens done. The interfaith kitchens are one of my favorite events. Seeing all these men, women, and even children to 3-year-olds I've seen there, really warms my heart up to keep going on and helping the ones in need because those are truly the ones that need the more help from you. This event wouldn't have happened without the community. I'm telling you, the community is a big thing. Without my group, when I go to HOSA, if it was just me, it wouldn't be possible because how can I serve the people? How can I fill up the drinks? How can I do all this stuff without my teammates? You see how a community, it's not just one person. It's a big group. So it's always important to go out and help. I always tell them, when you go out, have the biggest smile the biggest smile you've ever had. Show them that love, because honestly, I don't know when the last time these people ate, honestly. This probably could be their meal that they had from a month, or like maybe it's like a one-time thing for them. And I know they're working, but they should also enjoy the happiness. It's truly a huge impact to me to give the passion I have in my community. These people literally carry their whole life in a book bag. I'm serious. In this book bag, they carry maybe a shampoo if they're lucky, one shirt, one comb, one container for either stop on the way and get water at the nearest water fountain. But literally, these people that don't have anything, I have witnessed them give everything they have to anybody in need. Because you know why? Because they know what it's like to suffer, what it's like to go hungry, what it's like to go cold. And honestly, they wish nobody has to go through what they go through. So this is why I'll always come out and help my community, no matter the cost. And honestly, now in society, I don't see that happening. I don't see people coming out. I don't see people doing nothing. It's either Netflix. It might be funny, but it's true. Netflix has controlled us. TV has controlled us. Sometimes letting that go and just coming out and helping your community, it's like something you'll remember forever. What do you, okay, you, yes, you remember that show from, like, I don't know, Lion King? I don't know, is that a show? Okay. But just going out helping your community, that's something that will stay in your heart forever. And I wish everybody could be like this. This is why I'll always come out, no matter what. Currently, I got a job during the summer. This job didn't really have an impact in me till I started, my community school started and the community service started coming up. I started noticing that I wasn't attending more than I used to. Sometimes my sponsors would ask me if I could come out and help, and I would tell them, no, I had to work. I can't believe I would ever say that in my life, I had to work. But honestly, I felt like I was leaving my community down, and also not only my community, but my team in general. This really made me upset because I started to get really frustrated because I would have to work Fridays from 5 to 12, get home, take a nap. It's really hard to take a nap for me. It takes me an hour to go to sleep. And then I would have to wake up at 6 and then go to work and then at 3. And you know me, I don't care, I'm tired. I have a community service at 5. I would take a shower, go to my community service, get home. My teachers hate me. I have a project. And I would have to do my project. And then it got to the point where I hated it. I hated how I was living. I hated it so much because I started stressing and I started getting lazy. I started like saying, oh, I don't want to go. I don't want to sign up. I have work. I have this. And I got really mad at myself. And I was like, this isn't you. This doesn't make you happy. This isn't for you. So I did a big step. I quit my job. Because honestly, the money I was making for it was for my wants. I had everything I needed. I had a nice home, I had clothes, I had a phone, I had a Mac computer. I did not need anything. Basically, all the money I was making was for my wants. If I wanted new shoes, if I wanted new clothes, and I wasn't gonna let a piece of paper control me. So honestly, I just quit my job because the faith in my community was too big for me. It was too big in my heart, and it meant so much for me because without my community, I wouldn't be who I am. Honestly, because each and one of you are different. Each and one of you have different talents. My talent is just helping my community. I'll always serve no matter what. There's a verse in the Bible by Colossians chapter 4, verses 23. Let me find it. I already had it. Whatever you do, do from the heart, as from the Lord, and not for others. When I read that, I was like, wow, that's so true. My heart is what I love. It's everybody should do what they desire, what they most want. And for me, that was just in my community. When I saw work and I saw how it was stressing me, and I didn't like that feeling, I was like, bye. They'll always have somebody to replace me. That just keeps going on. But will they have somebody to replace me at community service events? When they need people, am I going to be there? No, because I'm going to be working. And I didn't want to be remembered as that. I want to be remembered as somebody who will always go out and help their community. I'm probably going to live till my 80s, whatever God has planned out for me. That's 1,920 hours. I'm gladly willing to give up my time anytime I have. But what are you willing to give up those hours? Are you willing to give it up to TV, to going out? I challenge you to just give 2 hours of your time helping out an organization at your school or here at the church. They always need help. And I just challenge you to give it because when you give up your time, you're going to feel that amazing spark in your heart. When you see somebody, they'll be like, wow, thank you. And they'll come up to you. I swear they'll come up to you and they'll be like, thank you. Just seeing how they smile to you and they say thank you, that's like something you'll never forget. I also challenge you to find your community. Your community of faith. If you don't know where to start here at Antioch. Honestly, this is where I started. And without Antioch, I don't know. I probably wouldn't be here giving this speech. And I'm so glad I am. Also, hold your neighbor when it's time to when we're singing the Our Father. I think some of you that don't hold your neighbor's hand I asked why. Why? They're your brothers and sisters. They're here for the same purpose as you are. So just, I challenge you to hold their hand. Like, if you don't know them, just go. Or also, give your neighbor a hug. Like, yeah, that. But when you give somebody a hug, you're showing like, hey, how are you? Like, I'm so glad you're here worshiping the Lord on the day or whenever you go to church. I love you too. I want to be remembered for having Christ in me. That's how I want to be remembered. I want to be remembered for making money, going out partying. I want to be there for my church. I want to be there for any organization I can help. Honestly, you are there for the same purpose. You're there to encounter God and to do brothers and sisters, as brothers and sisters. So let's make heaven down here on earth. Yeah. Thank you.